Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, March 17th. The Tesla Cybertruck Gigafactory might end up in Missouri if one business leader has his way. The city of Joplin, Missouri, has offered land and an incentive package to Tesla in the race to secure the new factory. Toby Teeter, president of the Joplin Chamber of Commerce, has contacted Tesla with an offer already, and he told Elon Musk on Twitter, quote, "Joplin Chamber President here. I'm authorized to give you 100 acres in Biz Park at crossroads of I-44 and I-49 at the center of the USA, the historic home of battery tech, with four of the largest trucking companies in the world near here, plus $50 million plus in incentives." Close quote. Elon Musk sent a new email to all Tesla employees today to share some thoughts about the COVID-19 coronavirus. Quote, "First, I'd like to be super clear that if you feel the slightest bit ill or even uncomfortable, please don't feel obligated to come to work. I will personally be at work, but that is just me. Totally okay if you want to stay home for any reason." Close quote. Musk reassured them, quote, "A lot of rumors are flying around, but to the best of our knowledge, no one at Tesla, over 56,000 people, has tested positive for COVID-19. I will inform you immediately if anything changes." Close quote. Later in the message, he said, quote, "My frank opinion remains that the harm from the coronavirus panic far exceeds that of the virus itself. If there is a massive redirection of medical resources out of a proportion of the danger, it will result in less available care for those with critical medical needs, which does not serve the greater good." Close quote. On that note, after a shelter-in-place order was enacted in the Bay Area, Tesla is apparently planning to defy this shutdown and continue operation at the Fremont factory. Six counties in the Bay Area have issued a shelter-in-place order with the hope to reduce the transmission of COVID-19 and flatten the growth of the virus. They stated, quote, "Everyone is to work from home or stop working unless they provide an essential service, healthcare workers, police, fire, and other emergency responders," close quote. It's unclear how they plan to enforce the measure, but we might find out. We have received several reports from Tesla employees stating that they were told by the company that they plan to be in operation today. The threat of the COVID-19 virus is causing global automakers to suspend production. Morgan Stanley expects the COVID-19 outbreak to reduce all U.S. vehicle sales down by 9% this year. In Europe, Volkswagen today said that it's suspending production in the near future at factories across Europe. Audi, VW's luxury brand, said separately that it would halt output at its plants in Belgium. French carmaker PSA said it was closing its European factories until March 27th. Ford Motor Company closed a plant in Spain after three workers tested positive for the coronavirus. In early February, Hyundai and Kia Motors became the first global automaker to suspend production outside of China. In mid-February, Chinese battery cell production slowed down due to the COVID-19, and Nissan suspended production at its Sunderland plant in the United Kingdom, where the Nissan Leaf is produced. In the USA, Tesla continues production despite ominous orders, and General Motors actually dodged a bullet, since this week they work to retool the Detroit Hammertrack plant, which is now going to start making electric vehicles. The relatively small workforce working on the retooling consists of 70 skilled workers who are all taking precautions, and all GM factory workers are being screened for signs of illness. A GM spokesperson told Electrek today that the Orion assembly plant, where the Chevy Bolt is made, is, quote, "producing without issue or interruption," close quote. And in other news, Volkswagen has been stockpiling thousands of its new electric car, the ID.3, which has been spotted in parking lots in Germany. However, Volkswagen said that the ID.3 deliveries won't start until the summer of 2020, as they accumulate vehicles until then. Volkswagen is reportedly reworking the software architecture of the ID.3, which is going to be the first VW vehicle capable of over-the-air software updates. Looks like this software rework may be the cause of delays. Ralf Brandstätter, Volkswagen's chief operating officer, told the UK's car magazine late last week that the ID.1 is in development. It would become the smallest ID-branded vehicle in the Volkswagen lineup of about seven electric car models. After incentives, the target price could be below $20,000. The ID.1 would be smaller than the 2020 E-Up mini car that it would replace, and it is expected to come with two different battery choices, most likely a 24 kilowatt hour and a 36 kilowatt hour. Electrification continues beyond the passenger car industry, and it is now starting to take hold in the construction equipment industry. Case, one of the largest construction equipment companies, has unveiled a new all-electric backhoe, which it claims has up to 90% lower cost of operation. It is equipped with a 90 kilowatt-hour battery pack, which Case says is good for a typical 8-hour workday. Case hasn't announced a price for the new vehicle. While the world comes to a halt with the spread of COVID-19 pandemic, the Chinese aviation startup EHang gets the go-ahead from Civil Aviation Authority of Norway to fly its two-seater passenger-grade EHang 216. The Autonomous Aviation Vehicle, or AAV, got its first European operational permit, staging the way for the continent's future urban air mobility, or UAM, operations. Chinese robo-taxi service WeRide has resumed operation in Guangzhou, China. The company says that it is taking drastic measures to ensure that each ride is safe. Among the measures include to take all the safety drivers through the nucleic acid test and have them confirm negative before they return to work. Daily temperature and health checks are also conducted on the safety driver team. WeRide says it has installed protective gear inside the robo-taxi to avoid cross-infection between passengers and drivers. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Italian government banned leisure cycling outdoors on March 9th, and Spain has now also prohibited leisure cycling for 15 days, according to Cycling Today. Only rides for food or medical supplies are allowed in Italy, and if a cyclist is caught riding for any other reason, they could face a fine of 3,000 euros. Both countries have banned cycling to ensure the COVID-19 isn't spread, and also not to put any burden on respective healthcare systems in case of accidents. The Scottish government and the Carbon Trust Floating Wind Joint Industry Project ran a competition to address four key industry challenges in areas that need to be overcome for commercialization of floating wind. The four areas are monitoring and inspection, mooring systems, heavy lift maintenance, and tow-to-port maintenance. There were 8 winners, and they will each receive a share of £1 million from the Scottish government. Last week, the U.S. Senate confirmed James Danley as the commissioner of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, who regulates the interstate transmission of natural gas, electricity, and oil. Danley is a Republican, and controversially, a Democrat was not nominated as well to fill a vacant Democratic seat on the 5-member board. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility, Beijing-based electric scooter manufacturer NIU, or NIU, has shown impressive growth quarter after quarter. Revenue in the fourth quarter of 2019 increased 25.4% over the same time in 2018, reaching what would equal $76.4 million U.S. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.